Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Today is the first day of April 2022. Now, why do I say that? Well, someone asked me, a student asked me, why don't we say the day? And the date. Why? Why don't we do that? Well, the reason we don't do that is, do we have to? We're on the air live almost all the time. So I think other broadcasts do that because they do a lot of reruns. So they want to let you know that what you're listening to isn't a rerun. But we don't do a lot of reruns. So we don't have to do that. But I decided just in that student's honor, I would mention what today is. So April 1, 2022. Hour number one is with Greg Lesher, realwaterindependence.com. Hour number two is with Burke Bertonis. Don't believe anything that you hear, read, or see in the media, including USA Prepares. Maybe even especially today. Welcome, Greg Lesher.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Good morning to you. Now, a couple
of... Good morning.
I always like to see April come because I know things are going to start warming up. And time for planting season, getting ready for planting season. And I've, you know, and this is no joke. This season approaches, I found out from a friend of mine talking to a local farmer that the water shares in the county which I live in are going to be cut in half because of water shortages. So that's just another blow to the farming in the area that I live in.
And, Greg, let me ask you.
It doesn't look good.
Greg, you're in Utah, okay? And
yeah.
You're talking about water shares. Now, if you drill a hole in the ground and for a well, you can find salty water or salt water, kind of like what's in the Great Salt Lake, maybe not quite so concentrated, but salty water that's not fit as it is for human consumption or even watering a garden or plant. What is a water share? What does that mean?
Okay, they are acre feet of water that usually come out of, for instance, a river. Because here in the desert, Rocky Mountain West, we can't plant crops and expect them to grow without watering them. It just won't happen. We can go months without water. And even though you might get some spring rains, those crops will come up and they will dry up if they're not watered. And that will be the end of it. So we've got some rivers here, and they also, those shares can come out of wells as well. But it's, it has to do with acre feet of water, and people own shares. You know, there's the culinary well, of course, which is just what you would use for your home and your personal garden, things like that. And then there are shares of water which are used for irrigation and farming. Does that explain it to you? Is that a little easier to understand?
So what you're probably talking about is large consumers of water, such as farms, irrigation, that kind of thing. And that is in ration mode. Is that what you're saying?
And most of the water that consumers, I mean, people use for their own homes usually come out of a well. In fact, they all come out of wells.
So, all right, so how does this work? Is there a meter on the water source for irrigation, whether it comes out of the river? So if a farmer taps into the river, if he's fortunate enough to live alongside of a river and sticks a pipe in the river, and pulls water out, is there a meter? Is there the water police? How does this work?
What happens is we have irrigation systems, and as it's drawn out, you're given time slots. And those time slots, you have a certain amount of time for so many acre feet of water to put onto your land. And the way it works here is if you do not use those shares, you lose them. Even though you own them, if you don't use them, you lose them, which I don't think is a very wise idea to conserve water, because farmers will just flood a field, even though they're not growing anything on it, so that they can keep those water shares. And that, in my mind, gives this state a black eye, and it's pretty much statewide run the same way. I take it back. There is some drinking water. There's a few reservoirs here, like Utah County or Salt Lake County, that use with Deer Creek Reservoir for their city water. But the only shares that I know of are in the more developed areas that have meters on them, would be in some of the rural areas of some of the cities, and they do have meters on their irrigation line. They have a separate line for irrigation. Of course, you're not supposed to drink it, that they can go ahead and water their crops with. So it's a different system, but most of it consists of irrigation ditches, irrigation canals, pipes, things like that. So they're given time slots for so many acre feet.
Okay, so it sounds to me like there are some serious considerations for those who are growing crops, and probably there is some rationale to the rationing type system, and of course there'll be corruption, be fraught with corruption and bribery, etc. But it's easy from my perspective. It's easy to tell who's using a lot of water, because we simply have satellites, and they can look and see what's green. It's as simple as that. They can look at thermal imaging and see what is cooler. You know, where it's cooler, there's been water applied. Where it's hotter, less water applied. Greener, more water applied. So, but, you know, when you think about water, what's more important, consumers or producers, of food? And to me, it's simple. It's the producers of food, because without the producers of food, you have no consumers.
Absolutely. And in the area that we live in, there's a lot of alfalfa grown. And of course, those are for cows, whether they're dairies or meat cows. And a lot of corn that's also grown for animal feed. And if they cut that in half, we're talking a shortage in animal feed. And crops for animals.
All right, well, let's talk about corn for a second. So we know that Russia controls about 30% of the world's fertilizer supply. And they've pretty much cut us off. That being the case, farmers have found that fertilizer has hit record high prices. And the availability is not so good. So what's happening right this moment is farmers are switching from fertilizer-intensive corn to less fertilizer-intensive soybeans. So that
on top of that, half water, we're in trouble.
Yeah, that's the point, right? We are in trouble. So, class, we have recommended here at USA Prepares for going on 11 years, that you have supplies of fertilizer, seeds, and what you need to grow your own food. We've been saying this. And it looks like it's going to hit home with this crop, this season's crops. You know, Greg, I looked out the window this morning and there was frost on the ground. Yesterday, I looked out the window and there was chemical spraying a few days before. I looked out the window yesterday and it was, you know, we planted an orchard about 15 years ago. So we have pears and peaches and apples and the blossoms were out and it was just magnificent. After today's broadcast, I'm going to go out and see if the frost wiped out our orchard. You know, so did it kill the blossoms? Are we going to get no fruit this year like last year? We're going to find out. And, you know, so people think that, it's just weather change. And, yeah, it gets hotter and it gets colder. But these extremes, the plants can't figure it out. The trees can't figure it out. The wild animals can't figure it out. Even the weather reporting services can't get it right. So these violent extremes are we've lost a bunch of cows. You know, out of these violent extremes are killing our cows, our calves. Otherwise healthy cows and calves. What's being sprayed? What's doing this? Why are they doing this? Are they trying to? It almost seems like they're trying to kill us. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. That's pretty much my description of government. They're there to kill, steal, and destroy. They always have been. Once they always get big enough, that's exactly what happens. It's all throughout history. It repeats itself. But you know, I was just thinking the same thing because we've had a week without freezing temperatures. Okay. Which means that the trees are going to start budding and the blossoms are going to start coming on for the fruit. And this morning I woke up to frost. I'm afraid I'm not going to get fruit this year out of my trees because I wasn't able to cover them.
So now one more thing that we have to figure out is how we're going to grow fruit within these weather extremes. So do we have now greenhouses over our orchards? Is that what we do? We have to figure this out.
Yeah, you were talking about buckets and drilling the holes and planting in buckets. I happen to have a few thousand 4-gallon buckets. That's exactly what I'm thinking of doing so that I can take those buckets outside when it's nice and sunny and warm. And if it's going to be a cold night, I can bring them in. But I've got to have a big area to do that. That kind of worries me. But, we're going to have to, you know, in one of my books, the Solar Desalination Water Station, I have instructions on making miniature greenhouses and planting your garden below the frost line and being able to cover them to keep this kind of thing from happening. And I think in today's times and with today's weather, I can see that this is going to be very valuable if you want to feed yourself.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree. We bought a pallet of buckets years ago for probably just a little over a dollar a piece. The lids were another 10 cents a piece. And so we put the pallet on the truck, took it home, and we use it for all kinds of purposes, including bucket gardening.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And so we plant tomatoes, lettuce, onions in buckets and peppers, and we put a wire cage around them, around the entire bucket. And the buckets have holes around the perimeter, about quarter-inch holes, and it lets the water drain out so you don't have root rot. And it works great. And it looks like we may have to do more and more of this. But the problem is once you have a bucket and it's filled with soil, it gets really heavy. And so, you know, if you have a wagon, and I'm not talking about, you know, these little pole wagons that, you know, children use, little red wagons. I'm talking about like a hay wagon or a trailer. And that might make sense to, you know, have a whole bunch of buckets and you can move them in and out of a temperature protected garage, let's say. But it's getting tougher and tougher. And I'd like to share with the class a mistake I made, a huge mistake. So I started seeds weeks and weeks ago, as I said on class, and I tried potting soil, and I put tomato seeds in it that I've saved. I put pepper seeds. I put some corn kernels in there to see Hopi blue corn to see how that would grow, and some white corn. So I started a whole bunch of seeds in this potting soil. And the corn did okay, the beans did okay, and watermelon did okay. What did not do okay was the tomatoes and the peppers. And the potting soil is so coarse, it's like flakes of bark. And this is commercial potting soil. It's so coarse that the little root hairs of the tomatoes and the peppers could not take hold. And the just as the plants started to germinate, they fell over and died. So I'm starting over with some of them. And, you know, I tried emergency surgery to see if I could rescue, you know, some of the some of the tiny, tiny plants, and maybe I can. But so I started over with some more, and I'm making my own potting soil. I'm not relying on commercial potting soil. That's another thing you can't do, right? Can't rely on brand names. So the recipe is peat moss and some soil, and I may put in some vermiculite, I'm not sure, some compost, and that's going to be pretty much it. Some people put worm cases in there. I don't have any. So under the 15-watt fluorescent tubes, they're going to go back in these styrofoam cups that I had left over from the expo. Bottom line is, don't use potting soil. Don't learn from my mistake. It does not work in most cases. Greg, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, what I do is I'll take that potting soil and I'll mix it with the soil that I've got out in my yard that I've been using. But while the break was going, I thought, what are some of the advantages to having them in buckets? And I thought, in a time where people are going to literally be starving to death, having your garden in those buckets could be a very, very great advantage. And what I mean by that is when they start to actually produce and you're worried about your garden, why, you could move them indoors. You could protect them from getting harvested by somebody else or animals or anything like that. Or you can completely move your garden to another location with a little bit of time. You could also, out of sight, out of mind, if you had some land, you could actually, and a way to dig a pit, you could dig a pit and you could grow them below the soil, so you don't have this big green, you know, visible garden. There's lots of things you could do. If you live near some woods, you could go find some little areas and spread them out in the hills and set them up so that they can be out of sight and out of mind. I just think the buckets are a wonderful idea, just because of the mobility of them.
They are. Greg, I know water is really precious to you.
And, yes, it is.
Over the last couple of years, I've done something with buckets. So I've taken probably around 13 of these white 5-gallon buckets, and I drilled a hole in the center of the bottom, just one hole. And the hole is about the diameter of the number 2 pencil lead. So you take one of those yellow pencils and you look at the diameter of the lead. That's how big the hole is. And then I place that bucket near the root ball of the orchard trees, you know, the apples, the peaches, and the pears. And I fill it up with water, and it goes drip.
Airlines
drip,
have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is set to vote on legislation today to legalize marijuana nationwide. Proponents say that legalizing marijuana at the federal level will simply reflect most states' existing policies that allow it in some form. The bill would eliminate criminal penalties and establish a process to expunge previous convictions from criminal records. Inflation and gas prices continue to hurt Americans. To help, President Biden released oil from the strategic reserves meant for emergency use only. But even Biden admits he doesn't know how much this will help.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And that, I'm talking matter of, I think, you know, days and weeks. But it's hard to tell. But it will come down. and it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown.
USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Climate change protesters on Friday blocked 10 British oil terminals near London, Birmingham, and Southampton on Friday. The protesters say end fossil fuels now without offering a viable solution to the world's energy needs. When Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed House Bill 1557, Parental Rights in Education, Disney Entertainment vowed to fight the law. The law prohibits classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third graders. Republican Congressman Jim Banks from Indiana on Fox News says Disney's copyright extensions being denied will send a clear message to Disney executives via their wallets.
At the end of the day, we take our kids to Disney World for family vacation, not indoctrination. And Disney, as for a long time, they've attacked American values. I've never seen them attack a Chinese law, but here they are attacking a very popular law in Florida that most Floridians support, most Americans support. And if they're going to attack the American laws that are being put in place by duly elected governors and representatives at the state level, then they don't deserve all the special American laws and protections that are granted to their company. So I wrote Disney a letter today, and I said, when your copyright laws expire, which is coming up in the next few years, and they come back to Congress and spend millions and millions of dollars to lobby members of Congress like myself, I'm not going to vote for it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesher's with us, and his website, realwaterindependence.com. And we're talking about water. So, class, the reason that these buckets work so well for watering, watering trees that have, you're trying to get them established or to grow better. In a drought situation when there hasn't been rain for a while, if you water the trees, most of the water runs off the soil. It doesn't get down to the roots. But if you take a 5-gallon bucket and you place it a few feet away from the tree and you have one small hole in the center of the bucket and you fill that bucket with 5 gallons of water, that water will take hours and hours to drip. And what it does is it drips under the bucket. And the bucket protects that water from evaporating in the hot sun. So that area becomes moist. And the slow dripping allows the moisture from every drop to penetrate deeper and deeper into the soil. Now, you can't just fill the bucket once. You're going to be filling it, you know, maybe 7-8 times over several days. And that water will get down to the roots and the plant will survive, you know, in a drought condition. That's been my case.
Yeah,
and I looked out the studio window at the orchard. Now, what's an orchard? An orchard can be two trees, okay? Two fruit trees. It could be more than that. Now, ours is probably like 13, maybe something like that, maybe 20. And not all of them have survived because I didn't learn this technique until recently. And it absolutely works. And I'm looking at the trees that we have out there right now. They look magnificent as compared to a couple years ago. So over a couple years, just using this technique with the garden hose really works. Now, why did I come up with this? Because I would water the first tree, and then I would go to the next tree, and I'd spend hours. And I figured, all right, so I've got almost a couple hundred feet of garden hose to the orchard. Why not just fill up some buckets and then walk away and then come back tomorrow and then fill up the buckets and walk away and then move some of the buckets to trees that I haven't watered yet? And it absolutely positively works. And the investment is roughly less than $15 for all 13 buckets with lids. Greg?
That's a form of permaculture, actually. In permaculture, you can gather those great big rocks that you find laying around that are in the way, and you can pile them up around your trees. And what happens at night is they collect the dew. It falls down into the soil. They get this. It holds the moisture in the ground, and all of a sudden your trees no longer need watering. But I think that's a wonderful idea. You're killing two birds with one stone, so to say.
Yeah, and here's another little tip, and we're trying to have tips every broadcast that are absolutely useful. And so I took the same kind of buckets, and I drilled holes in them three times the size of seed. So, for example, clover seed. I want to put clover in our fields. And I'm trying to figure out how I can write off a four-wheeler, an old four-wheeler that I bought used for Mrs. Finelli for her visits across the farm, checking on the cows and things like that. How do you write that off? Well, another way of doing it, in addition, more proof for the IRS, is I took some of these five-gallon buckets with lids, and I drilled holes three times the size of clover seeds. Put clover seeds in a bucket, took one of those milk crates from the years when milk used to be delivered by the milkman, those plastic milk crates. I took some hose clamps, worm-style gear hose clamps, and attached it to the back rack of a four-wheeler, a little Kawasaki 250. It's called a Bayou.
Like a seed spreader.
Yeah. And so I have pictures of it. So when the IRS says, all right, look, Finelli, knock it off with this. You know, you can't claim that you use a four-wheeler for farm purposes. I said, you see that guy over there with the hat on? That's me. And you see where I'm going? I'm riding across the field. You see these tracks that go up and down and across, you know, for hours and hours at a time? That's me. And you know what's in that bucket? Clover seed. And that's another deduction. Look over here on this page. You'll see where the clover seed is a deduction.
Sure, and strap a sprayer to that four-wheeler, too.
And what would
strap
we use a sprayer
on there.
Okay. Yeah. So, class, you can. Just use your imagination. Read their rules, publication, IRS publication 1717. It's all in the book. And it's how you interpret it. It's how you interpret it. If you choose to participate in their rules.
Sure. And you're bringing up another subject. And we mentioned IRS. And I've heard these patriot myths even propagated here on USA Prepares. There's two statements that come from Scripture. One is, the truth shall set you free. And the other is, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. What we're trying to do is get educated, get that knowledge, understand who we are, where we are in life, so that we can avoid being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about was what we call the dollar. And I keep hearing this myth that we are printing money, we are printing dollars, which is a complete and total fabricated lie. Yet they let it go on because people believe it, they accept it, and they go with it. They're not printing money. They are printing notes. And according to the law of notes, a note can do nothing more than what it says on its face. And what we are using, they are foreign notes. The Federal Reserve is a foreign agency. But in law, in the U.S. code, anybody demanding a payment in a foreign note is an agent for the maker of the note and is liable for the redemption of that note. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Federal Reserve note. And right on the top of it, it says Federal Reserve note. And in law, a note is a negative until it is redeemed. And yes, you can redeem it by people, by these agencies that are demanding payment in these notes. One way to do it would be to print up, to go copy a whole stacks of $100 bills with the serial side up. Go to a notary public, get them to notarize that, yes, these notes are in your possession, because if you just give them the notes, they'll take the notes. And then you go and you purchase a dollar, one United States dollar, and you're going to go to the mint to do it, and they're going to give you a receipt for that silver coin, that United States dollar. That is a real dollar. You can't print them. They have to be minted, and they're done so under the acts of Congress. Now you have a receipt showing the value of that. Now what you can do is you can turn that debt onto the Federal Reserve or the state or whoever's demanding payment in that, and say that in order to redeem it, for me to make payment, not discharge a debt by just trading notes, but to make the payment that they say you owe, you can demand that they redeem those notes for value. If it's a $100 bill, that's 100 United States silver coins. Then you can make a payment and release the debt. Or demand that they give you the value in Federal Reserve notes of each dollar that they say you owe, so that you can go out and purchase those silver coins and make payment for the debt that they say you owe. What you have done is you've turned the debt onto them. Now they owe you. And I know people who have released hundreds of thousands of dollars where they simply call them on the phone and say, we've made a mistake, you don't owe us anything. You've got to hold them to law. That's the key. A note is a liability. Now, how do they get away with it? With banks? If you go into a bank and you cash a check, that signature on the check says that you have been paid. How do you avoid that if you're dealing with checks? You make yourself a little stamp, and on that stamp you want it to say, signature does not guarantee payment, nor does it remove the right to payment. And then you can sign it. Now, what that does is, in the bank, my bank, for instance, says, well, you'll have to deposit. We can't just cash it. Well, that's fine. But as long as that's on that check, it says that you know that you haven't been paid, and you're not releasing your ability to get paid, and so they can do nothing with that note. So, but in order to do this correctly, you're going to have to do a lot of studying. You're going to have to find the U.S. code. You're going to have to go through, and I can tell you, there's places that you can learn about things like this, and you wonder how the elite get away without paying taxes. It's because they understand the law. They are able to pay the attorneys that understand the law. Therefore, they don't owe taxes because they haven't been paid. They're only dealing with notes, and notes are liabilities. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Well, I was thinking about the plagiarist, and he decided that he wants tax code revision where there will be a 20% tax on anyone earning more than $400,000 per year. And it's kind of an interesting number, not $401,000, not $500,000, not a million, it's $400,000, more than $400,000. And that is exactly the compensation that the president gets, $400,000 per year. Interesting how that works.
Okay, now
yes?
have you ever been paid, or are you just trading notes?
We're just trading notes.
I've never been paid.
No, actually, not even.
Of course not.
Sometimes we don't even get notes; we get digits.
Yeah.
Which is a facsimile for a facsimile.
So, you got to stick to your guns. Use the law. If I give you an IOU and you accept it as payment, as a debt discharge, and I never fulfill it, well, that's up to you. But that's what we've been doing. The Federal Reserve has no reserve. They can't cover the notes that they're printing. What kind of a scheme is that? When you think about it,
they're using
the public's lack of knowledge. And the corporation that takes out these loans from the Federal Reserve, from the International Monetary Fund, they're borrowing these notes for interest. That is the debt. What they've done is they brought that debt on themselves. It's not us that have. Oh, we don't owe any debt. We hold the notes. It's the IRS. It's the Federal Reserve that owes us. We hold the note. And it's for United States dollars. We could end these people overnight if people were awake. But I just don't see it in history.
And a dollar class is not a piece of paper. We use it as a colloquialism. We call them dollars. We call it money.
We do. Others should be called dollar bills. It's a bill for a dollar.
Right. And actually, a dollar is not one of those green pieces of paper with George Washington on it. A dollar is a specific amount of silver or gold with a specific weight and purity. It's not a note.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Greg Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Now, Greg, we have chickens here, and we bought chicks many years ago. We bought them from a place called Cackle Hatchery. There's no financial relationship between me, USA Preparers, Cackle Hatchery, or any of the instructors. But they're in Lebanon, Missouri. And you can buy chicks. You can just type in a search engine, chicks, C-H-I-C-K-S. And first result will be Cackle Hatchery. In most search engines, I guess, in DuckDuckGo it is. And you can learn about chicks, and you can buy them for a few dollars a piece, and they can ship them to you. I suggest y'all consider buying some chicks and raising some chickens. Now, you're going to have some that die. Some aren't going to make it. Some are going to be eaten by dogs. You're going to have to learn how to do it. You'll have to have a place for them to go in at night that's off the ground, you know, a perch where they feel safe. You'll have to have, you know, you can if you have a couple of them, you can put them in a little doghouse and, you know, put a door on it so that they can breathe but won't get eaten. And you'll end up with eggs if you have females. And it works great. It absolutely works great. Everybody eats brown eggs around here. The dogs, we do. And we have two roosters. And roosters are supposed to fight. And yeah, they do. They fight with each other. One is a hen-pecked rooster. And the other is a tough guy. And the tough guy comes and you know, attacks me all the time. Attacks everybody in the family. Even when we're feeding him. But he's protecting his girls. So I suggest you consider getting some chickens, raising some chickens, and move farther toward your own food independence. Greg, any comments about chickens?
Yeah, I've got a bunch myself. If you like the white eggs, then get yourself a chicken that lays white eggs. I prefer a good chicken that gives a good full size brown egg. And yeah. I also range my chickens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you say range, they go wherever they want, right?
Yeah, they wander around and fight. Yeah, stretch through the dirt. And I've got them in an area that's fenced off so the coyotes can't get in and you know, nab them. Mm-hmm. But, and you have fresh eggs every morning. And I love it.
Right. And you can do that too, class. You really can. And brown eggs, ours are all brown. We don't have any white eggs. All our chickens lay brown eggs. We have some Rhode Island Reds, and we have one Cinnamon Queen. And the eggs are brown. They lay on average maybe 5 eggs a week each, roughly, you know, when it's sunny out. And they eat the bugs. They eat the ticks. They eat the worms. They eat the bugs. I mean, they're on a mission. As long as they're walking around, you know, during sunlight, They're looking for something to eat. They eat grass. And, of course, you're going to have to supplement with commercial feed probably, but or grow your own feed for the chickens. But they're great. They are the hardest working.
They'll also eat scorpions and other things.
Right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Right. And mice. They are the hardest working animal on the farm is a chicken. They've got the most miserable living conditions, the shortest life, the hardest life, and they are the hardest working animals on the farm. They really are. I mean, imagine giving birth every day. Imagine what that would be like. Well, that's the life of a hen, right? Yeah. So I suggest you consider that, Greg. I think, and every instructor I've talked to thinks that things are getting worse. There's no sunlight and there's no daylight at the end of this tunnel that we can see. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was listening to someone talk about food shortages. Food shortages topple nations. They topple nations. We've never experienced them. Nobody's ever experienced them here. And as a result, we don't have a clue how close to destruction of a nation we are. It really is scary. We're in the end times, and we're going to see things that we've never thought we'd see, and we're going to see sorrow and hatred, and it's just not going to be pretty. I personally chose to get out on the outside of things so that I don't actually have to sit there and view it myself.
And that's in your book. You say that in your book. You intentionally got away from people who might drop a baby off at your doorstep, you know, or your door, and now it's your problem. And you got away from that because you don't want to be there. You don't want that to be your problem.
No, you don't want children out there asking, you know, you don't want people out there asking for food. You know?
Right.
Yeah, and how can you reject them? The best thing to do is to be prepared and be in a situation where you're not going to have to deal with all that so that you can keep you and your family alive well. I heard there's a big announcement coming up next hour. I look forward to it.
Well, I've been thinking about it, you know, USA prepares and what today holds and things are changing. And I've been weighing heavily something that I'm going to say during the next hour. And by the way, you can get Cinnamon Queen chickens for $2.20 a piece, Buff Orpingtons for $2.20, Rhode Island Reds $2.20 at Cackle Hatchery.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.